Welcome to the new e-learning Governor Study Partner Program, a source for tutorial training for students, especially those planning to go into teaching as a profession. You will also find aid for study skills, as well as curriculum help for both students and teachers. Let's talk today about memory.
Good. I certainly need help with mine.
There are two levels of memory, short-term and long-term. Short-term memory is what you can keep in your attention at the moment. Most people can only remember 5 to 9 things in their short-term memory. Long-term memory is what you know and can recall whenever you choose to do so. An important part of learning is moving information from your short-term memory into your long-term memory. Let's think of how we do this.
Two ways are rote learning and learning through understanding. Rote learning means learning through repetition, repeating material over and over again without really understanding. Examples of rote learning include learning the alphabet and learning the multiplication tables. Learning through understanding involves using our logical memory. An example would be when you remember ideas and details not because you repeat them, but because you understand them. Both types of memory are helpful. History is a good example. You need to relate facts that have been memorized through rote memory to the understanding you have toward the historical events.
There are some keys to memory. Choose to remember. Pay attention. Before you even walk into that class, say, "Today I am going to remember what is being said." Want to learn and know before you go into that class that something good is going to happen. Take a deep breath and say, "I choose to remember what I learned today."
Relate ideas and information you wish to remember to each other. Create a chain of memories which lead one to another.
Repeat what you wish to learn until you really overlearn it. Say it in your own words. Once you think you know it, say it one more time, over and over and over again. That's all for today. See you next time.